Znanje je najveće telo znanja koje postoji danas u svijetu i to je zapravo duhovno znanje.
Not long ago, one author called Johannes von Butler was coming in contact with the Bhrigu Sanhita, which is a book of the Vedas in which every individual life of a human being on this earth is recorded.
Ne tako davno jedan od zapadnih autora Johannes von Butler je došao u dodir sa jednom od najstarijih vedskih spisa, to je Bhrigu Sanhita, koja opisuje zapravo različite stupnjeve ljudskog života.
At least the future and the past of everyone who finds this book is recorded in there.
I zapravo svako ko je došao u dodir u prošlosti i budućnosti koji će doći u dodir sa ovom knjigom, zapisan je zapravo ovaj njegov život.
You come to this huge library and then a priest will ask you only for your date of birth.
Kada dođete u biblioteku zapravo da biste tražili tu knjigu, sveštenik koji čuva tu knjigu samo traži zapravo datum rođenja, vaš datum rođenja.
He will look for half an hour and come back with a bundle of palm leaves.
On će potražiti pola sata otprilike i doći će sa jednim zapravo listom palminog drveta.
And from there he finds out your name, how many children you have, what has happened in significant things in your life, and he can also tell you about your past life.
I zapravo onda će on sa tog lista pročitati zapravo da vaše ime, koliko dece imate, zapravo sve događaje koje su se dešavali u vašem životu, neke važne, i također će vam moći pročitati sa tog lista i vaše prethodne živote.
Recently one of my acquaintances found this book, and in this book it was said, before you leave India you will marry.
I zapravo jednom prilikom jedan moj poznanik je zapravo otišao, pronašao tu knjigu i rečeno mu je zapravo pre nego što odeš u Indiju zapravo ćeš se oženiti.
And he didn't believe it because he didn't want to marry at all.
I zapravo on uopšte nije mogao da veruje tome jer zapravo on uopšte nije želio da se oženi.
But as the book foretold, he married in India just a few days before he took his plane back to Europe.
I zapravo ono što se desilo je to da se on nekoliko dana pre nego što će se vratiti nazad u Europu oženio se u Indiji.
People have wondered how does this book Bhrigu Sanhita give such accurate foretellings.
I zapravo ljudi su začuđeni kako ova Bhrigu Sanhita daje tako tačne podatke.
The answer is simple. It was composed by rishis, seers in the forest, who had knowledge about past, present and future.
I zapravo odgovor je vrlo jednostavan. Zapravo Bhrigu Sanhita je napisali su veliki riši i mudraci koji žive u šumama, koji poznaju prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost.
This is called Tri Kala Gyan.
I to se zove Tri Kala Gyan.
We only have knowledge basically about our future.
Mi uglavnom znamo, imamo znanje o našoj budućnosti.
We do not remember very clearly what happened maybe a week ago at the same time.
Mi se čak ne možemo setiti tačno ni šta se desilo nam od pre nedelju dana u ovo isto vreme.
And we have absolutely no idea what will happen in the future.
I zapravo nemamo nikakvu ideju što će se desiti u našoj budućnosti.
But the rishis of India are Tri Kala Gyan.
Ali zapravo riši i mudraci Indije su Tri Kala Gyan.
So if you want to find this book, you just can approach me after the lecture and I will see if I give you the address of this library where you can find all about your past lives and your future lives.
I zapravo koliko želite da dođete u kontakt sa ovom knjigom, možete mi prići nakon programa, ja ću vam dati adresu u kojoj biblioteci možete naći ovu knjigu i saznati o svojim prethodnim životima.
I can tell you so much, it's in public, I can tell you it's in Madras. More I don't say in public.
Zapravo u javnosti više ne bih ništa želeo da kažem o toj knjizi.
So, but this is only one tiny branch of the Vedic knowledge.
Ali to je samo jedan mali deo ovaj vedskog znanja.
It has descriptions about the different locations and planets in the material universe.
Zatim u Vedama postoje opisi različitih lokacija, odnosno drugih planeta u ovom našem univerzumu.
Much before the Vedic astronomy, the Western astronomy knew about fixed stars and other kinds of stars, the Vedic scriptures gave exact descriptions of how this universe was turning around.
I zapravo dok zapadna astrologija do skora nije poznavala mnoge zvezde u ovom univerzumu, vedski spisi daju tačan opis svih zvezda i planeta koje se nalaze u ovom našem univerzumu.
How it gives knowledge about reincarnation, how the soul leaves the body and according to which laws it goes into the new body.
Također daje opis reinkarnacije i zakona koji nam određuju na koji način ćemo uzeti utočište sljedećeg tela.
It has a highly developed branch about knowledge how to control your mind and your senses.
Također postoji jedan vrlo visoko razvijen deo tog znanja koji govori o tome kako možemo kontrolisati svoj um i čula.
It has knowledge about a very interesting medical division which can even cure permanently people who have mental damages.
Također postoji jedan deo tih veda koje daju tačan lek na koji način se mogu izlečiti ljudi koji imaju baš poremećaj na mentalnom nivou.
But the highest branch of knowledge given in the Vedic scriptures is expressed in these words. Tamasima jyotir gamaha. It means from the darkness of material existence come to the light of spiritual knowledge.
A zapravo suština vedskog znanja i najviše nivo tog znanja se ogleda u rečenici koja kaže zapravo iz tame materijalnog sveta dođite na svetlo duhovnog znanja.
As one scientist in Europe said, the goal of the Vedic knowledge is not to inform, but to transform.
I zapravo kao što je jedan naučnik zapadu primetio, da vedsko znanje nije samo znanje koje informiše, već koje nas transformira.
Why is this knowledge so potent?
Zašto je to znanje toliko moćno?
And how is it that someone who comes in contact with Vedic knowledge can transform his life and come from the stage of a conditioned living entity, a limited person, to the unlimited platform of spiritual consciousness?
I zapravo začuđujuće je to na koji način zapravo osoba koja dolazi u dodir sa ovim vedskim znanjem se transformiše od jedne obične uslovljene duše koja se nalazi u materijalnom svetu do osobe koja je transcendentalno uzvišena u spiritualnom znanju.
It is because the origin of Vedic knowledge does not lie within the human history.
To je zato što se zapravo izvori ovog vedskog znanja ne mogu naći u ljudskoj historiji.
The human being is always limited by four kinds of mistakes.
Jer zapravo ljudsko biće uvek ograničeno sa četiri vrste nedostataka.
Which is he has imperfect senses and only filters which filter only a limited part of reality into his consciousness.
Zapravo prvi je to, od tih nedostataka su naše ograničene čula koja zapravo propuštaju samo jedan deo ove realnosti u kojoj se nalazimo.
Therefore he is bound to make mistakes.
Zatim prisiljen je da uvek radi greške.
Is bound to come into an illusion about himself and the world around himself.
Zatim je prisiljen da uvek bude u iluziji i o samome sebi i o svetu u kome se nalazi.
The Vedic scriptures originate in the transcendental or the spiritual world.
Zapravo vedsko znanje potiče, njihovi izvori su u transcendentalnom, zapravo duhovnom svijetu.
They originate from God.
One dolaze zapravo od Boga.
Now please don't think God is a gray old man in the Vedas who is sitting up bored in the sky and some people are hovering around him with flies. His wings.
Molim vas, nemojte da imate takvu predstavu zapravo da je vedski bog neki stari čovjek koji boravi iza oblaka, a neka živa bića sa krilima leži oko njega.
No. This is Western mysticism.
Ne, to je zapadni misticizam.
According to the Vedic understanding, God is all pervading.
Zapravo u skladu sa vedskim znanjem Bog je sve prožimajući.
Just like for instance air is inside our bodies and outside of our bodies.
Kao što i vazduh se nalazi i u našem telu a izvan našeg tela.
This material world is an energy of God and just like the Sun rays are an energy of the sun.
Ova materijalna energija je zapravo energija Boga, kao što su zraci sunca zapravo, kao što zraci sunca potiču od samog sunca.
In a higher sense, there is really only a spiritual world, but because we are our mind is covered by illusions, we perceive this material world as material.
Zapravo u višim sferama mi potičemo iz duhovnog sveta, ali pošto su naša čula prekrivena iluzijama, mi opažamo ovaj materijalni svet kao realnost.
But actually it is an energy of God, like the sun rays are an energy of the sun, and therefore also divine or spiritual.
Ali zapravo ovaj materijalni svet također je božanski i potiče od Boga, kao što sunčevi zraci potiču od sunca.
Now the Vedic knowledge was first revealed to Brahma, the first created living entity in this universe, and Brahma gave it, handed it down to other spiritual teachers.
Zapravo ovo vedsko znanje prvi put razotkriveno Brahmi, koji predstavlja prvo stvoreno živo biće u ovom univerzumu, i on je kasno i preneo to znanje na Radi. Oni sa drugim acharijama.
As I said, the Vedic knowledge is originating from God, and it was revealed within Brahma's heart.
Kao što sam rekao, ovo vedsko znanje potiče od Boga i ono je razotkriveno u Brahminom srcu.
So his realization was given to his son Narada Muni.
I njegova realizacija je preneo svome sinu Narada Muni.
And it's a long succession of teachers, but it came down to the founder of this movement, his divine grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who translated it for the first time into English languages, and from there it was translated also into Yugoslavian languages, Swedish languages, and so on.
I zapravo od Narade Munija zatim se rasprostire dugačak niz učeničkog nasljeđa koji dopire čak do osnivača ovog pokreta koji se zove A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, koji je ove knjige zapravo prvi put preveo na engleski jezik, a kasnije su se te knjige prevele i na ostale jezike kao što je jugoslovenski, švedski i ostali jezici.
The example of the Vedic knowledge is the mango which grows on the highest part of the mango tree. It's a king mango.
Zapravo ovo vedsko znanje se poređuje sa mangom koji raste na vrhu mango drveta, koji se zapravo upoređuje sa kraljem mango, svih mangoa.
The way you can get this mango is by a line of workers who are handing the fruit down to the earth, to the customer.
I zapravo način na koji možete spustiti kralja mangoa na zemlju je zapravo da postoji veliki broj radnika koji će vrlo pažljivo prenositi taj mango sve do zemlje.
This is very important because if the mango would fall from the top of the tree, it would get damaged and come down with indents.
I zapravo vrlo je važno to prenošenje mango, jer ukoliko bi mango pao na zemlju, on bi se zapravo uništio i dobio bi zapravo kao rupe na mango bi se pojavile.
Yes, rupa. And then you could not bring it to maturity.
I zapravo taj mango ne bi mogao pravilno da sazre.
See, what you do is you take the mango that you get and you put it in a little breeding house, it can be called, as leaves, and the mango then leaves, again a mango, leaves mango, and by its own warmth it will become very mature and very sweet.
I zapravo na način na koji će taj mango sazreti, zapravo da se stavi jednu posebnu kao prostoriju, mislim jednu napravu kao kutiju, koju zapravo stoji jedan list drveta, zatim stoji drugi mango, list mango i plod mango, i tako zapravo on sam stvarajući svoju toplotu, on sazreva polako i postaje jako sladak i ukus.
If it is damaged, it will actually rot in the house. It will not mature.
I zapravo, ukoliko bi pao na zemlju bio uništen, ukoliko bi ga stavili u tu kutiju, on bi zapravo samo istrulio, on ne bi sazreo na pravi način.
So the Vedic knowledge has to be given to you in an unmotivated and undamaged way, so that within your own heart you can bring it to full maturity.
I zato to se upoređuje sa vedskim znanjem koje se mora preneti u naše srce bez motivacije i iskrivljenih tumačenja, tako da u samom našem srcu ono potpuno sazri.
The knowledge should be revealed within your heart so that you see with your inner vision the spiritual truth of the Vedas.
I zapravo to znanje mora sazreti u vašem srcu i realizovati ga, morate ga realizovati u svom srcu i na taj način zapravo dobiti pravu spiritualnu viziju.
To tell you very honestly, we are sometimes a little worried because there's so much interest in spiritual things, but unscrupulous people, they bring parts of the Vedic knowledge to the West, or parts of spiritual knowledge, which is, so to say, made easy for the modern man.
Zapravo, mi smo zabrinuti, iskreno da vam kažem, zato što postoji veliko interesovanje ljudi za spiritualan život, ali beskrupozni ljudi dovode na zapad samo delove Veda i onda naprave jedan vrlo laki način na koji ljudi mogu zapravo prilagođavati to vedsko znanje savremenom zapadnom čovjeku.
And when people get such a damaged or indent mango, it will not give them the full spiritual realization in the heart.
I zapravo oni dobiju taj nezreli, uništeni mango koji im zapravo u srcu neće dati pravo ove znanje.
See, spiritual development is more important than a brain surgery. You cannot go about it in a half-hearted or a fuzzy or wishy-washy way.
Zapravo, duhovni život je jedna duboka realizacija u srcu. Ona nema toliko veze sa našim mozgom i nekim
brain surgery.
Nekim mučkanjima u mozgu koje dobijemo.
Yes, you cannot go wishy-washy about it.
Yes. Da, to ne može biti ne znam, I cannot find the word in simple equation.
Yes. It must be exact. See, because what has to happen when you receive the Vedic knowledge is this information should transform you and ultimately free you from the cycle of birth and death. This is not a small thing.
Zapravo to nije mala stvar. Kada vi dobijete to transcendentalno znanje, zapravo ono vas može, mora transformirati i mora vas osloboditi ovog kruga rađanja i umiranja.
I will now make clear what I want to express by telling you a very interesting and also relevant story.
Sada ću vam malo pojasniti ono što želim da kažem sa jednom vrlo prikladnom pričom.
It's about a Vedic king called Maharaj Parikshit, who once went into the forest to hunt.
Zapravo to je priča o velikom vedskom kralju koji se zvao Maharaj Parikshit, koji jednom prilikom otišao u šumu da lovi.
In Vedic life, kings would be allowed to fight, for instance, with tigers because they had to know the art of protecting the people in situations like wars.
I zapravo u vedsko doba kraljevima je bilo dozvoljeno da se bore sa životinjama kao što su tigrovi, jer bi na taj način trenirali veštinu borbe da bi mogli zaštititi ljude u slučajima kao što je rat.
So he became very exhausted and entered into the hermitage of a saint, hoping that he would get some water or some fruits.
I zapravo tokom tog lova on se zapravo jako umorio i bio je žedan i došao je u kolibu jednog mudraca i želeo da zatraži malo vode od njega.
But the saint was so much absorbed in meditation that he didn't realize that he had a ghost.
I zapravo mudrac je bio toliko zaokupiran meditacijom zapravo da nije ni primetio da je u njegovu kolibu došao gost.
Maharaj Parikshit became angry. You fool! You do not respect your king! And he took his bow and took up a dead snake and garlanded the snake as the saint to show his indignation.
I zapravo kralj se potpuno si naljutio, rekao je, budalo, ti ne poštoješ tvoga kralja, i zato je bio jako besan i sa strelom je uzeo mrtvu zmiju, kožu mrtve zmije i obavio oko vrata mudraca da bi pokazao svoje zapravo razočaranje.
And then trembling with anger, he left into his palace.
I tresući se od gneva, on je zapravo napustio tu kolibu i vratio se u svoju palatu.
The saint was...
A mudrac samo je...
He didn't see anything.
Ništa nije vidio.
But his son, Sringi, was completely enraged when he came home, and he cursed the king to die within 7 days from a snake bite.
I zapravo mudrac on ništa nije ni primetio, niti se ne ljutio, ali njegov sin Sringi, kada je došao kući, se jako razljutio kada je vidio kako je kralj postupio sa njegovim ocem, i on je prokleo Maharadž Parikšita da će umreti za 7 dana od ujeda zmije.
When the father found out, he was very shocked. He said, "My dear son, you should not misuse your power to curse kings. The king is protecting the whole populace. Why have you cursed him to die?" And then he sent a messenger and told the king, "Be prepared, in 7 days you have to give up your body."
I zapravo otac, kada je čuo da je njegov sin prokleo kralja, rekao, to nije u redu da koristiš svoje, da pogrešno koristiš svoje moći, da proklinješ kralja, ali zapravo on je zaštićenik svog stanovništva. I zapravo nakon toga je poslata poruka kralju, data mu je zapravo obaveštenje da će morati da umre nakon 7 dana. Da je...
Yes, because once a spiritually powerful person pronounces a curse, this curse has to take effect. It cannot be revoked.
Zapravo dešava se, stvari se odigravaju tako da ukoliko spiritualno moćna osoba prokle nekoga, zapravo ta se klej može povratiti, jednostavno mora dobiti svoju posljedicu.
So when Maharaj Parikshit heard about it, he sat down at the Ganga, he fasted, and he wanted to know what would be the right activity for him to do in preparation of his death.
I zapravo ono što je naš kralj napravio je zapravo sišao na reku Gangu, počeo da posti i raspitivao se o aktivnostima koje su najpovoljnije da bi ga pripremile za trenutak smrti.
Please think, what would you do if you would know, well, in 3 hours the atom bomb would explode over Mostar?
Molim vas, razmislite o tome šta bi vi mislili zapravo kada bi čuli informaciju da će za 3 sata pasti bomba na Mostar.
Please, maybe not now, but after the program, please think what you would do.
Možda nije baš trenutak sada da razmišljate o tome, molim vas, razmislite o tome nakon programa.
Would you like to eat a roasted pig?
Da li bi želite da jedete pečenu svinju?
Or drink njemačka bija?
Ili da pijete njemačko pivo?
Or go to the discotheque.
Ili bi otišao možda u diskoteku.
All these activities would not make sense, isn't it?
Sve te aktivnosti zapravo ne bi imali smisla, zar ne?
So, Maharaj Parikshit, he wanted to find out how he could become eternal.
I zapravo Maharaj Parikshit je želeo da pronađe način na koji može postati večan.
At this moment, a saint came into the assembly. His name was Shukadev Goswami, and he began to educate the king in the knowledge of the mystical knowledge of the Vedas.
I zapravo u tom trenutku se pred kraljem Parikshitom pojavio veliki mudrac Shukadeva Goswami, koji je počeo zapravo da otkriva misteriju Veda, Maharaj Parikshit.
One of the most important lessons which I want to repeat here in just in a short time was what happens at the time of death and how to overcome this greatest of our existential dilemmas.
Zapravo ono što hoću sada da poruku da vam prenesem, a zapravo jednoj skraćenoj verziji, to je zapravo šta treba... Šta se dešava u trenutku smrti i kako da prevaziđemo ovu egzistencijalnu dilemu.
Yes. You can read the whole story in our Srimad Bhagavatam series, which we have here on this table. It's actually for the first time in the European languages and also, of course, Yugoslavian language.
I zapravo celu priču možete pročitati u našem Srimad Bhagavatamu, čiji imamo celo izdanje prvi put i na evropskim, a i također na jugoslovenskom jeziku.
So one very important description I will repeat to you in a very short way. Please give full attention, because although you are young, the atom bomb of your death is given to you at the time of birth.
Molim vas, jednu stvar sada saslušajte vrlo pažljivo, želim vam vrlo skraćeno objasniti, jer zapravo atomska bomba vaše smrti vam je data u ruke već u trenutku kad ste se rodili, iako ste možda sada jako mladi.
Don't think of this as a story on the bank of the Ganges. It will not happen to me. I can hear your time bombs in your own breath.
tum 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 tum.
Molim vas, nemojte misliti da se to može desiti samo na obali Gange. Zapravo ja mogu čuti bombu vremena koja otpuca u vašem srcu.
Yes, da, this is the fact. We should be realistic in life.
Da, činjenica, moramo biti realno prihvatiti život.
So at the time of death, it becomes completely dark around the soul.
Zapravo u trenutku smrti oko duše će nastati potpuni mrak.
During life, we were perceiving the material reality through the senses.
Zapravo tokom života mi opažamo realnost koja se nalazi oko nas pomoću čula.
So the windows, which are the eyes, we were seeing forms.
Zapravo kroz prozore koje predstavljaju očima možemo vidjeti oblike.
Through the different hearing channels, we were perceiving the world of sound.
I zapravo kroz razne slušne kanale mi možemo opaziti svijet zvuka.
And all these, there are five senses, all these different perceptions form pictures of a material reality within our consciousness.
I zapravo postoje pet glavnih čula koji stvaraju sliku ove realnosti u našoj svijesti.
Even while sleeping, the stream of material images is running through the consciousness.
Zapravo čak i dok spavamo, slike ovog materijalnog sveta protiču kroz našu svijest.
But at the time of death, everything becomes disordered.
Ali zapravo u trenutku smrti sve se poremećuje.
And it becomes completely dark.
I nastaje potpuna tama.
It is, we could give an example which is like the accident which happened a few I do not know, one day ago, isn't it? Yes. Imagine these people are there and all of a sudden everything gets dearranged, stones are coming, lights are getting out, it begins to smell. This is what it happens at the time of death.
Zamislite samo taj trenutak kada su ovi nesrećni rudari poginuli pre jedan dan, kada je zapravo počelo kamenje da pada po njima i čudan miris se osjećao. Jednostavno to je trenutak koji se može, koji nastaje u trenutku smrti svakog od nas.
All of a sudden you see a light.
Ali nakon toga ubrzo ćete vidjeti svjetlo.
At the end of a channel.
Na dnu tog mračnog tunela.
Yes. It is described that the soul is in the region of the heart.
Opisuje se zapravo da se duša nalazi u predelu srca.
And from the heart there are 108 nadis or pathways going few are going upwards, some are in this area and some are ending downwards in the body.
I zapravo postoji glavnih 108 nadi ili prolaza koji neki su upravljeni ka gore, neki idu u ovom pravcu, neki su usmjereni ka dole.
So what one of these nadis which are like the energy channels which are used in Chinese acupuncture, one of these nadis becomes filled with light.
I zapravo jedan od tih nadija koji predstavlja energetski tunel koji se također koristi u kineskoj akupunkturi se zapravo osvetljava na dnu sa svetlom.
I do not know how much you are familiar. Do you know Chinese acupuncture?
Ne znam koliko ste upoznati, da li vam je poznata zapravo kineska akupunktura?
Da, yes. Da. Who does not know?
Ko ne zna, nikad nije čuo kineske akupunkture.
Everyone, very educated. So these now imagine what would you do when you would be in such a situation and all of a sudden there would be light in a channel. You would of course go towards the light.
Zamislite šta bi kako bi reagovali u trenutku da se nalazite na dnu tunela i da vidite svjetlo tamo, prirodno bi krenuli ka tom svjetlu.
So the soul leaves at the time of death the material body through one of the nadis.
I zapravo duša u trenutku smrti napušta ovo telo kroz jednu od tih nadija.
I'm a co-author to a book, The Science of Reincarnation, and there we have investigated many cases which were documented in modern medicine, and people who have been reanimated have described what they saw at the time of death.
I zapravo ja sam koautor jedne knjige koja se zove Nauka o reinkarnaciji i tamo su skupili veliki broj izjava ljudi koji su preživjeli kliničku smrt zapravo i oni opisuju te trenutke.
And one Dr. Kirkwood described that I was racing through a tunnel with a car. It seemed I had a high speed and I was coming towards that light faster and faster and faster. Then, just before I reached it, there was a signal to me, some understanding, almost like a voice, it's not yet time, you have to return.
I zapravo jedan doktor opisuje te trenutke i kaže zapravo da se našao u tom tunelu u, i kao da je u veoma brzim kolima išao veoma brzo prema toj svjetlosti. Jednom trenutku kada je već dostigao tu svjetlost, kao jedan glas mu je rekao, ne, nije trenutak da umreš, moraš se vratiti nazad.
And the next thing I knew is I woke up in the hospital.
I sljedeća stvar koju znam zapravo je da sam se samo probudio u bolnici.
So, but if there is an actual time of death, you leave your material body through one of these nadis.
A zapravo u pravom trenutku vaše smrti vi napuštate telo kroz jedan od ovih nadija.
If your activities which you have performed during this life have created good reactions or good karma, you leave through nadis which are going upwards.
I zapravo ako ste svojim djelatnostima stvorili dobre posljedice u vašem životu, vi ćete napustiti telo kroz nadije koje se kreću ka gore.
On your way you hear very pleasant things, pleasant music, it is described, and then you, the soul enters, according to his activities, the semen and the oven of its next mother and takes on a new material body.
I zapravo, ukoliko vam se to desi, prolazeći kroz te tunele, čućete vrlo prijatne zvuke, lepu muziku i zapravo sljedeće odredište koje ćete doći, to je zapravo da ćete kroz seme ući u matericu vaše sljedeće majke.
But if you have acted in a way that you hurt others, that you were very egocentric, that you, for instance, slaughtered animals to fill your graveyard-like stomach, then you will be propelled by these bad karmic reactions into a channel which goes downwards.
Ali zapravo ukoliko ste loše delovali u svom životu prema drugim ljudima, ukoliko ste bili egocentrični, ukoliko ste na primjer klali životinje da bi napunili groblje, vaše groblje koje se zove stomak, vi ćete biti prisiljeni da napustite telo kroz nadije koji se kreću na dole.
In our pantomime you will see this all with your own eyes. It is very interesting and very dramatic.
E zapravo u pantomimi koju ćemo večeras prikazati vidjet ćete sve ove stvari koje sada opisujemo i zaista ta pantomima je vrlo dramatična.
So, but now I want to come to the end.
Ali sada želim da dođem do kraja.
This was just one part of Vedic knowledge.
Ovo je samo jedan mali deo vedskog znanja.
You please have to read these books. I mean, there's so much information. I can't even try to touch on this in the short time of the lecture.
Moram vam reći da zaista morate uzeti čitati ove knjige, jer zapravo to je toliko veliko znanje da zapravo na ovoj kratkoj lekciji mogu dati samo jedan zaista mali deo.
The important part of the Vedas is how you can leave this circle of karma and reincarnation.
Zapravo veoma važan deo Veda koji objašnjava na koji način možemo napustiti ovaj krug karme i reinkarnacije.
By the power of transcendental sound vibration, which is, so to say, kept locked up in the Vedic scriptures, you can actually break free from the laws of karma.
Zapravo to možete učiniti pomoću zvučne vibracije pomoću koje možete slomiti taj krug karme.
I want to end this presentation by giving you a description how yoga can actually free you.
Zapravo želim da završim ovo svoje izlaganje sa činjenicom da vam pokažem koliko yoga može da vas oslobodi.
Again I will use the Vedic way of giving information, it is by telling an analogy, a story.
zapravo sada ću ponovo iskoristiti način na koji vede saopštava informacije, to je analogija, zapravo mala priča.
Once there was a man who left his own country and went abroad. Now when he returned and wanted to go to his parents, he found out that they had died.
To je priča o jednom čovjeku koji je napustio svoju zemlju, otišao u inostranstvo i nakon izvjesnog vremena vratio se nazad i želeo da posjeti svoje roditelje.
Yes, today there's a lot.
Umrli,
so he went to an astrologer because he knew his parents had actually a great treasure, but he didn't know where it was. So the astrologer told him where he should go to find that.
I zapravo, pošto su njegovi roditelji umrli, on je otišao kod astrologa i želeo da mu kaže zapravo gde su ostavili veliko bogatstvo njegovi roditelji koje su zapravo imali. Onda mu je on tačno pokazao mesto gde može naći to blago.
The treasure is under your own house, but do not go, do not approach it from the west.
I onda mu je on zapravo rekao, blago se nalazi tačno ispod tvoje kuće, ali ne smeš mu prići sa zapada.
There's a ghost.
Tamo je jedan duh.
Then, do not go from the south because there are very dangerous baths.
Zato nemoj ići na jug zato što se tamo nalaze vrlo opasne vas.
Vas are like bees.
A to je kao neka osa, da?
Osa, yes. And don't go from the north. It is very dangerous if you go from the north because there will be an aggressive python snake.
A zatim nemoj molim te prići ni sa severa, zapravo tamo se nalazi jedna vrlo agresivna piton zmija.
Come from the east.
Priđi sa istoka.
From the direction of the sun.
Sa u pravcu odakle dolazi sunce.
Then without any danger you will immediately find the treasure.
I bez ikakvih opasnosti vrlo lako ćeš naći blago.
And do you understand this story? I think no one really can figure out what it means. I have to give you the interpretation.
Mislim da niko od vas zapravo nije shvatio potpunosti što sam želeo da kažem sa pričom, tako da ću vam dati jedno objašnjenje.
The person wandering in the world of death, that's you and me.
Mi koji zapravo lutamo u smrti, to smo mi zapravo.
The astrologer who gives direction is the Vedic scripture.
Astrologija koja nam daje pravac je zapravo suvetski spis.
And the treasure is a gift which has been which can be reached in the human form of life, which is self-realization and returning to the spiritual world.
A zapravo blago koje možemo naći u ovom ljudskom obliku života je zapravo samo spoznaja pomoću koje se možemo vratiti nazad u duhovni život, u duhovni svet.
Now the four directions are the four yoga paths.
A četiri pravca su zapravo četiri yoga puta.
The path from the west is jnana yoga, which is intellectual speculation.
Zapravo put koji dolazi sa zapada, je jnana yoga, to je yoga intelektualne spekulacije.
One practice of jnana yoga is sankhya, the analysis of this material world.
Jedan deo jnana yoga je sankhya yoga, koja predstavlja analizu ovog materijalnog sveta.
Yes, whereby by a very systematic knowledge acquiring system you realize your difference from the body and from the mind.
Zapravo jednim sistematskim znanjem vi uspostavljate razliku između vašeg tela i uma.
But because you use your all the time, that is the greatest danger.
Ali zapravo pošto sve vrijeme koristite pri tome svoj taj postaje velika opasnost za vas.
It can bring you in great illusions like a duh.
I on vas može dovesti veliku iluziju kao što se duh nalazi veliki.
That's why many jnana yogis they become so fired up with their achievements that in the end they make a great mistake.
Zapravo tako veliki filozofi jnana jogi toliko su kako da kažem sprženi s tom svojom filozofijom tako da na kraju naprave veliku grešku u svom životu.
They think at the end I'm so powerful, I'm God.
Tako da oni na kraju zaključe ja sam toliko moćan, ja sam Bog.
This is the trick of the ghost.
To je zapravo trik duha.
Yes. So the next thing is the southern part, which is karma yoga.
Zatim sljedeći put je karma yoga.
Karma yoga means what Karma, that's what our Western civilization is very much into.
I zapravo karma je zapravo ono u čemu je naša zapadna civilizacija jako zaokupljena.
They do so many activities to improve their happiness.
Zapravo mi radimo toliko puno delatnosti da bi povećali svoju sreću.
Like I have been in the Adria. We had a program at Split. We have also our guests here from Split. And there were a lot of Nemečkas, Nemečka tourists, who came all the way down from Germany to enjoy the Adria coast.
Jedni smo skoro nedavno smo bili na Jadranskoj obali, imali smo program u Splitu, imamo i tu neke naše goste iz Splita i zapravo dole smo mogli vidjeti veliki broj nemačkih turista koji su zapravo toliko puno preputovali čak iz Nemačke zapravo da bi došli i živali na Jadranskoj obali.
And I was laughing because most of them were completely red from all the sunburn.
Ja sam se smijala, zapravo većina njih je bila potpuno crvena od sunca.
And I was thinking they look bored just like in Germany, these people.
I zapravo oni izgledaju kao tako isto kao i svi ljudi ostali u Njemačkoj.
By your activities you can't really increase the amount of happiness under stress.
Jer zapravo svojim aktivnostima ne možete mnogo povećati svoju sreću ili nešto.
So in karma yoga you become very much active in breathing exercises and in astrology and in reading tarot cards and so on and so forth. There are so many processes, it's called prashna, so as to improve your happiness in this world.
I zapravo u tom procesu ste jako aktivni, bavite se raznim procesima kao što je bacanje tarot karata,
yes,
čitanje tarot karata, zatim
yes,
astrologije, svega
yes,
ostalo.
There's so much, you just read Tanya and then you find out. Tanya magazine.
Tanya.
Yeah.
Aha, da, yes. Čitate časopis Tajna.
They are understand.
Yes.
Tanya, yes. Tajne. And you can so much magic and woo.
Radite mnogo stvari kao što je magija i mnogo druge stvari.
So in karma yoga, you do so many activities to reach at the end higher planetary systems where there is more enjoyment.
I zapravo u karma jogi radite toliko djelatnosti koje zapravo na kraju dovede vas do viših planetarnih sistema gdje postoji mnogo veći nivo uživanja.
But there are so many motivated people like this in the world who are just like beasts.
Ima toliko puno takvih motiviranih ljudi u ovom svijetu koji su poput osa.
Now then there is the path from the north.
Zatim dolazi put koji dolazi sa severa.
It is called Ashtanga yoga.
Taj put se zove Ashtanga yoga.
By this yoga system which starts with Hatha yoga and then goes on to the breathing exercises and finally to the control of the senses, you can develop a shakti which is called the Kundalini shakti.
Zatim ta Ashtanga yoga počinje sa Hatha yoga vežbama, zatim sa procesom sa vežbama disanja, kontrolom čula i dolazi zapravo do nivoa gdje razvijete velike šakti, zapravo moći koje se zove kundalini šakti.
You all know the energy which is set free in orgasm.
Zapravo znate svi, poznata vam je energija koja se oslobođa procesom orgazma.
You know when the persons become very dynamic during this two seconds or whatever.
Zapravo osoba postaje jako dinamična za tih par sekundi, dve ili više sekundi.
So by training you can increase this energy which becomes 1,000 times and even more times as strong as this energy.
I zapravo ovim vežbama možete povećati ovu energiju hiljadama puta i ona može biti zaista mnogo veća nego ova energija koja se oslobađa ovim procesom.
During the sexual intercourse the human being has just only a drop of the energy which is in the lowest chakra, the Muladhara chakra.
I zapravo za vreme seksualnog odnosa samo jedan mali deo energije se oslobađa zapravo u toj najdonjoj čakri koja se zove Muladhara chakra.
But if you go higher and higher through the different energy circuits within the body, this energy increases.
I zapravo koliko idete dalje kroz različite te centre krugove energije, zapravo ta energija se poveća.
The symbol used in Asian knowledge is the snake, huh?
I zapravo tipična reč koja se koristi za tu vrstu energije u Aziji je zapravo zmija.
Our Western medicine has taken this this symbol and used into the S, I do not know, the stick, you know, where two snakes are curling around.
I zapravo naša zapadna medicina koristi ovaj simbol tako što oko jednog štapa na obmutne vežnije.
Yes, yes. So, but this Kundalini Shakti is compared to a python snake.
Ali zapravo ova Kundalini Shakti se upoređuje sa piton zmijom.
A python snake swallows you up.
I zapravo piton zmija će vas na kraju uništiti.
In the same way, the usage of this power makes you very dependent on it.
I zapravo kao ukoliko koristimo ovu moć, mi postajemo ovisni o njoj.
And just like you cannot control a python very easily, in the end this shakti becoming uncontrollable for you.
I kao što ne možemo vrlo lako kontrolirati piton zmiju, tako i ova shakti energija. Poison. Kao što ne možemo kontrolirati otrov koji ove piton zmije, tako ne možemo zapravo ni kontrolirati ovu shakti energiju.
Therefore again this is a warning for those of you who are interested in these kind of things. Many times people become mentally deranged if they, you know, play around on the ocean of this shakti.
I zapravo upotrebljavam